You are listening to the Good Day Wellness Podcast, a podcast dedicated to boosting your mood. I am your host, Melissa Fedeli, and I'm here to support you on the way to calming your mind and nourishing all aspects of your life. Together, we can bridge the connection between body and mind and make every day a good day. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Good Day Wellness Podcast. Now, before we get into today's topic and the episode, I have to start by asking you all for a favor. Now, the way podcasts grow is not just by the amount of listens that they get, but it's also about how many positive reviews we get on a podcast and how much it is shared across social platforms and all the different platforms. Now, I am a little podcaster in a big pool of so many podcasts. So for me to get it out there and reach new people, it requires a lot of effort. And it's kind of like a collaborative kind of thing where it's not just me, but I need help from everyone that listens as well. And for me to kind of keep doing the podcast and getting it out there, you know, I would love it if I could ask a little favor of all of you and pause me before we get into the episode, and whatever platform you're using, just go ahead and leave a positive review. If you're on Spotify, you can just go and leave a 5-star rating. However, if you listen on Apple Podcasts, then you can actually leave a rating, but also a positive comment as well, which always makes my day. If you do leave a positive review, I would love if you could screenshot it and send it to me, because what that will do is you will go in the running to win yourself a free journal, which I'm going to give out to the top 5 reviews that are sent to me. So yeah, take a screenshot, send it to my Instagram via my DMs, and it'll just help me grow and get this podcast out there so we can spread more mood boosting goodness. Okay. That is enough promo for today. I just really wanted to ask that of you. I hate constantly always having to say, you know, help me out. But hey, that's what we have to do here. We're a small business, so that is how we grow. All right. Now, today's episode is all about protein and the importance of protein, getting to understand your protein requirements and the many, many things that it does for your health. Now, this was actually a topic that was requested quite a few times in my DMs. Every time I've put up a question, little poll, this is the topic that always gets requested. So I hope that I break it down, make it really easy for you to understand and answer all of your burning protein questions. So of course, to start this episode, what is protein? Now, protein is a macronutrient. Macro meaning that our body requires it in larger amounts, okay? Now, it is essential for growth, repair, and maintenance of tissues in the body. So protein is made up of amino acids, which are often referred to as the building blocks of protein. Now, protein plays such a crucial role in many, many functions in the body. You know, a lot of people think protein is this thing that bodybuilders or gym junkies use for the gains, but it is so much more than that. It is a fundamental building block for every single cell in our bodies, and we all require it every single day to function at an optimal level. Now, just to break it down for you, some of the functions that it is involved in is, firstly, right at the top there is muscle growth and repair, which is what a lot of us know protein is about, especially if you are someone that takes a protein powder because you are, you know, you're going to the gym. Now, protein is essential for building and repairing your muscle tissue. So that's what makes it so crucial for athletes, anyone who is really physically active, and also anyone recovering from an injury or a surgery. Now, in terms of exercise and why it kind of protein became this big thing in the fitness world is because whenever we move our body and we exercise, basically our muscles are experiencing micro tears, which causes inflammation, and that's what causes muscle soreness. Now, if we don't repair that muscle, it's going to cause issues for us, and it's going to, you know, mean that our muscles aren't as strong, and our our repairing isn't as good as it should be. And that's where protein comes in, because protein repairs those muscles, repairs that tissue, and helps you build muscle, basically. Now, secondly, hormone production. Now, this is a really, really big function of protein. Now, many hormones such as insulin, your growth hormones, your thyroid hormones are all made up of proteins. Now, these hormones regulate other important functions in the body, which, you know, include your growth and development. They include your metabolism, your reproductive health. You know, if you're a woman, it's so important to, you know, get that balance of hormones right. And protein plays a really, really big role in that. Thirdly, immune function. Now, antibodies, which are proteins produced by the immune system, help defend the body against pathogens, you know, which are things like bacteria and viruses and fungi and things that can, I guess, you know, make you feel sick or unwell. So adequate protein intake is essential for maintaining that healthy, functioning immune system that can really fight off any of those pathogens that may enter the body and keep you feeling well. So really important there. Another one is kind of like transport and storage of other nutrients. So proteins are involved in that transportation process and storing essential molecules such as, you know, oxygen and hemoglobin in your blood, lipids and your lipoproteins and minerals throughout the body. So, you know, it kind of helps transfer all that good stuff around the body. And then, of course, structural support. So protein provides support to your cells, your tissues, your organs in the body. And collagen, which we all, like, collagen is such a thing right now. Collagen is a form of protein that forms that structural integrity or framework of your skin and your bones and your tendons and your ligaments. So yes, not only just structural support, but plays a really, really big role in your skin health as well. So they're probably the most common ones, which are interrelated to kind of every single other thing in your body. Now, of course, as usual, I love always explaining that connection between nutrition and mental health. And protein plays a significant role in the support of your mental health and boosting your mood. Now, some of the reasons for that are, first up is proteins are essential for the synthesis of your neurotransmitters, which are those chemical messages that transmit signals between neurons and the brain. So I've done a whole episode just on neurotransmitters in the past if you want a breakdown of what they are and how they work. But basically, neurotransmitters such as serotonin and dopamine and norepinephrine, which all play key roles in regulating your moods and your emotion, adequate protein ensures the availability of the amino acids, which are those building blocks again of the neurotransmitters, which can help maintain optimal levels of your serotonin, your dopamine, and your norepinephrine, and all of those great neurotransmitters to really support your mental well-being and your mental function. So, yeah, they are, as well as the amino acids being the building blocks of protein, amino acids are the building blocks of your neurotransmitters as well. Secondly is blood sugar regulation. Now, protein-rich foods have a minimal impact on your blood sugar levels compared to carbohydrate-rich foods. So consuming protein with meals can really support to kind of slow down that absorption of glucose in the bloodstream, which leads to a more stable blood sugar level throughout the day. So that can really help prevent those fluctuations in energy, which, you know, as I've mentioned before on the podcast, if you have such unregulated blood sugar levels and it's constantly going up and down, so are your moods, so is your anxiety. So really looking at how to level that out and how to balance that blood sugar is important, and protein plays a really integral role in that. And then, of course, protein plays a really important role in your stress response. So during times of stress, the body releases a stress hormone, cortisol, which can increase the breakdown of muscle protein to provide amino acids for energy. So adequate protein intake helps replenish those amino acid stores to support the body's ability to really cope and adapt with any additional stress that you're feeling. Okay, so protein-rich foods also contain those important nutrients such as, you know, your B vitamins and your magnesium, which have been shown to really play such a big pivotal role in stress management as well as relaxation as well. So that's kind of that connection between, you know, your mental health and your nutrition. And then, of course, just your overall, you know, what is protein? How does it help? Okay, so I hope that makes it clear just how important protein is. Now, macronutrients, I have explained this before on the podcast, but your macronutrients are your proteins, your carbs, and your fats. Now, like I said before, macro means that your body requires it in larger amounts to kind of function at a good optimal level. Okay, so all three of your macronutrients are incredibly important and, you know, always have a place on your plate. But today I am just focusing on protein because, you know, that's what was requested. And, you know, a lot of us, you know, just want to know a little bit more about it. But in saying this, it does not mean that your fats or your carbs are any less important. I'm just, you know, today we're just highlighting the importance of one of the very important three macronutrients, okay? Now, this brings us to how much protein do we need? So I'm going to talk about women's health in general here. So I'm going to speak about, you know, the amount of protein that a woman is going to need. Now, the answer to this is not as simple as it may seem because it is absolutely not a one size fits all. And that is always the case when it comes to nutrition and health and wellness in general, because we are all so unique and so different. So factors like your age and your weight and your activity levels, you know, how often do you work out? Are you an athlete? Are you not an athlete? What are your health goals? What's your reproductive health like? Are you pregnant or trying to get pregnant? All of those factors play a huge part in, you know, your average protein intake for the day. Now, the RDA in Australia, so the recommended daily allowance is around 0.8 grams per kilogram of body weight per day. So depending, as I said, depending on where you are, whether you're pregnant or you're an active person, you know, that intake might be slightly higher. So let's just focus on the 0.8 grams and I'll kind of talk you through how to make it relevant to yourself and how you would break that down. So for example, if you weigh 70 kilos, you would times 70 kilos by 0.8 grams, which will give you 56 grams of protein per day. And that is your general intake for the day. So 58 is your approximate amount per day. So if you had 3 meals a day, you could break that up to around, you know, 20 grams of protein per meal. Now, ideally, from my personal perspective, I always say that aiming for that 30 grams of protein per meal is ideal. It is key. And I know that can seem like a lot, but it is such an important macronutrient and it makes such a huge difference in your health when you are hitting that mark. And I think aiming for 30 is great because you may not hit it every time, but if you're trying to get to that 30, you're going to get pretty close. So you're going to be giving your body what it needs at every meal of the day. And by doing that at every meal of the day, you're going to notice significant changes to your energy levels, to your performance, to your memory, to your concentration. It's going to make such an impact because protein is one of those macronutrients that we just don't get enough of because for some reason it feels like it's more of an effort to add protein into a meal than it is to add a carb. And fats, you know, we get a smaller amount of fats anyway, so it's easier to meet that intake. But I guess for protein, we do require larger amounts and we're not often eating as much as we should. So aiming for 30 grams. So I'll just explain it again. You want to times your weight, your overall weight by 0.8 grams if you are a woman, which will give you the average grams that you should be having per day. So if you're 70 kilos times 70 by 0.8 grams, which is going to give you 56. So you will need to have 56 of grams of protein on average per day. Okay. Now, in terms of what it looks like, you want to aim for around a quarter of your plate to be packed with a good high quality source of protein. Now, I want to give you a visual representation of what those grams of protein can look like in terms of food. So approximately 85 grams of cooked chicken breast contains about 20 grams of protein. Now, two eggs contain, so they're quite two large eggs, contain approximately 12 grams of protein, and 150 grams serving of tofu contains about 20 grams of protein. And then a cooked cup of quinoa, which is around 185 grams, has about 8 grams of protein. So you would need to eat roughly 2.5 cups to reach 20 grams of protein. So this is where understanding what types of food contain protein is important, because of course, you're not just going to have 3 cups of quinoa for dinner. You know, that's not going to be satisfying. It's not going to be interesting and it's going to be gross. You're not going to enjoy that. But if you made a salad with, you know, say you had 185 grams of that quinoa and then you had 1/2 cup of chickpeas and you had some shredded chicken breast on there, you had 1 egg on there and some leafy greens, and maybe you sprinkled your salad with some feta cheese, you would easily reach that 30 grams of protein mark, like no stress at all with one meal. So that's why it's really important to look for diversity in your meals and have a good grasp around what foods actually contain protein, because you can then start, okay, I'll have a little bit of this and a little bit of that and a bit of that. It'll make my meal more exciting. It'll be easier to reach that 30 grams per meal, and it won't seem like such an effort. Okay. Now, the next point I want to talk about is not all protein is equal. Now, as I mentioned, amino acids, is kind of what makes up protein. So protein is made up of those amino acids, and this is where different forms of protein can be somewhat better than others. Now, a complete protein is a protein source that contains all 9 essential amino acids. Now, what these 9 essential amino acids are is basically what your body needs to thrive and function. Now, they are labeled essential because our body cannot make them on its own, and it requires those essential amino acids to come from food sources, so outside sources that your body has to ingest to kind of create those amino acids, okay? So a complete protein is usually found in foods like your lean meats, so, you know, your chicken and your steak, organ meats, quinoa is also a complete protein, fish and eggs. So when it comes to being a vegan or following a vegetarian diet, it's not as simple as adding chickpeas to your meal, because that's not a complete protein because it doesn't contain all 9 essential amino acids. So you won't be giving your body that complete protein that it needs to kind of tick off its protein macronutrient intake, okay? That's where food combining is really, really important. So for example, combining legumes with grains, so that's like rice and beans, legumes with seeds, so you could do like hummus with a whole grain pita bread, or legumes with nuts. So you could do like a lentil salad and top it with some crushed almonds or, you know, some pine nuts, something like that, which will enhance that protein quality of your meal. So I really like to think of a general rule just to make it easier, just to make it easy to remember so you're not stressing about it. But I always say a good general rule is to aim for 3 vegan protein sources in your meal. So, you know, if I was making a curry, for example, and I was making a vegan curry, I would have a base of chickpeas and tofu, and then I would serve it on some quinoa or some brown rice, because I know wholeheartedly, without having to Google anything, without having to, you know, stress too much about, am I reaching my protein goals? I know each of those foods individually contain vegan sources of protein. So together they are going to create a complete protein and give me all 9 of those essential amino acids. So I hope that breakdown really helps. I know it can be a little bit confusing when it comes to that vegan and vegetarian sources of protein, but it is possible. It is possible to get your requirements. Yes, it does take a little bit more effort and it does take a little bit more thought, but it can be done. And I think it's all about just being smart, learning how to experiment with food. And this is why I always encourage cooking, and I always encourage getting in the kitchen and trying new dishes and experimenting with new foods, because the more you do that, the more you actually realize that a lot of the foods you're using do contain different macronutrients that are going to help you get the nutritional intake that your body really needs. Now, if you're having trouble with this, honestly, just go onto Google and type in, you know, vegan sources of protein, vegetarian sources of protein, and it will give you endless lists. You don't need to stress too much about being perfect all the time. Like I said, take 3 of those foods from different lists and pop them together, and I can almost guarantee that you will have that complete protein. Okay. Now, if you are someone that you've got a good grasp on, you know, what protein is and what sources of protein work really well for you, but you kind of just struggle to get them into your diet daily, you know, you struggle to eat a lot of protein, I do have a few tips that I always recommend. Now, the first one is to snack smart. And I think this is a really important one, because who doesn't love a snack throughout the day? We all love a little pick-me-up. And, you know, if you struggle to eat protein-rich meals, you can give yourself a boost of protein within your snacks. So, for example, you know, Greek yogurt with some nuts and seeds is a beautiful high protein snack. You know, popping some cottage cheese on a rice cake with some avocado and sprinkling it with some flax seeds is going to contain a good amount of protein. And, you know, if you're someone that loves a juice or a smoothie in the afternoon, then yes, add in your protein powder, find yourself a good clean source of protein powder and add that in. You know, there are so many ways you can be smart about getting in different nutrients and sneaking in those macronutrients without thinking too much about it. You know, to have your protein doesn't mean you need to have a piece of steak at every meal. There are lots of different ways you can do it. Now, my second tip is to, like I just went over, is combining different food sources of protein to up those levels. So if you find it hard to eat big portions of meat, like a big piece of chicken or a big piece of steak, look at adding in a protein-rich side to your meal. So, you know, if you're making a salad, look at adding lentils or chickpeas and nuts and seeds to that salad to kind of up that protein level. Now, the third tip here is more so an absorption thing, but always opt for a source of vitamin C to have with your protein, because this is going to really support and enhance that absorption level of the protein, of the iron as well, to really make sure that your body is absorbing as much as it can within your meal. Okay, so, you know, vitamin C is, you know, just make a salad, pop some capsicum in there, you can have some greens, you could have, you know, of course, your fruit as well, whether you're someone that likes to have fruit with your meal, but having that source of, you know, vitamin C on the side is also really important. And then my last tip here, which is something that, you know, we should be doing across the board anyway when it comes to really getting the most out of our nutrition, but planning is always key. Plan out your meals for the week. Think a little more deeply about what you're going to be eating that day or that week, and start prepping ahead of time. When you are prepared, when you know what you're going to have that week, you You don't have to think so hard about it. It's not as stressful. It actually becomes a lot easier to, you know, get in those nutrients that you need, because when you plan ahead of time and you sit down and you write, okay, this is what I'm going to eat, this is what my body needs, it's kind of a lot harder to miss things, because, you know, you're going to look at your plate, you're going to be like, okay, I'm going to have this for protein for the week. I'm going to have this as my carbs and this is my fats, and I'm going to tick off these nutrients. So planning is always key. Okay. So I think we have covered what protein is, how it supports the many functions of our body, how to calculate how much protein we actually need and what that can look like in food sources, and then how to combine those foods to make sure you are getting enough and what your body needs if you are a vegan or vegetarian, okay? So I hope I have answered all your questions about protein and made it a lot easier to understand. Now, if you do have any further questions, please feel free to reach out to me. As always, I'm always down for a good chat, you know, always here to help as much as I can and provide you with as much information as I can to make your life a lot easier when it comes to your nutrition choices. Okay, so that is all for today. Thank you so much for listening. And don't forget, if you loved this episode, leave us a nice review. I will see you back here for more mood boosting goodness very soon. And remember, you have the power to boost your mood. It's all in your daily routines. So go make today a good day. Bye. Mwah.